15. Press release. New study by former professor examines Hurricane Erin on 9/11/2001. 20th of May, 2008. Clemson, South Carolina. Dr. Judy Wood, a former professor of mechanical engineering, has posted a new study which highlights the possible links between events on 9/11 and the occurrence in the Atlantic Ocean of Hurricane Erin. The new study, posted at drjudywood.com, considers the field effects associated with hurricanes and energy effects involved in the destruction of the World Trade Center complex in New York City. Dr. Wood's extensive research has already cataloged a substantial range of evidence of very unusual effects at the WTC site on and since 9/11. The preponderance of this evidence points to the use of one or more directed energy weapons in the destruction of the buildings. This general conclusion has been the focal point of her Ketam case against NIST's contractors. The defendants are accused of committing a fraud, including willful indifference, which resulted in them presenting a deceptive analysis and false data constructs, which were then used to compile the NC START reports found at drjudywood.com. Earlier, in January of 2008, Dr. Wood posted a study on her website which relates effects seen in photographs taken before, during, and after the destruction of the WTC complex to effects seen in Hutchison's ongoing experiments. Wood and Hutchison had co-authored this study. The Hutchison effect is primarily a field effect, seemingly created by a poorly understood interaction between electrostatic, magnetic, and radio frequency fields. The new pictorial study, which also relates to field effects, notes that Hurricane Erin was born on about the 1st of September 2001 and traveled up towards New York City. Hurricane Erin was the closest to New York City on 9/11 and was the largest on this date, although wind speeds were greater the day before. Close-ups from photos of Erin on 9/11 clearly show the plume of material from the destroyed WTC. The development of Erin is considered, and a comparison made to Hurricane Katrina, for the reason that Katrina and Erin were of comparable size. Erin was bigger by most measures. It is noted that the media reported very little about the potential risk Erin posed around the time of 9/11, compared to what was reported regarding Katrina, even before Katrina made landfall. The relationship between 9/11, the Hutchison effect, field effects, and data regarding hurricane and weather modification is introduced. No firm conclusions are drawn. Data is merely presented to illustrate where highly significant common themes and patterns seem to be present. For example, a short comparison is drawn between some of the effects seen with the materials in collision caused by the effects of tornadoes and hurricanes with the anomalous changes in materials seen with the Hutchison effect. Apparent levitation effects seen in some instances are also highlighted. The development of supercell storms is examined, and a comparison of their structure to that of a Tesla coil used to create high-voltage electrical discharges is considered. The possibility is suggested that the electrical properties of large storm systems may have some similarities to those of Tesla coils, and that there is a possibility that technology exists to utilize or manipulate the energy in these storm systems for secondary purposes. One of the most striking pieces of the data presented is that from a set of magnetometers monitored by the University of Alaska. Several instruments show significant deviations from background or normal readings as the events of 9/11 were unfolding. A further selection of this data is presented in relation to variations during the hurricane seasons of 2001, 2004, and 2005. A later part of the study examines some of the data relating to patterns of earthquakes in 2008 and possibly associated with unusual weather patterns, which may be related to secret or partially disclosed environmental modification technology, such as HARP. However, the study does not establish any clear links between HARP and the events in New York on 9/11. This photo study can be read in full at drjudywood.com.